It's a politically important State of the Union address for President Biden in this election year, and with so many issues dividing Americans like immigration, analyst Larry Sabato.
He is going to go hard against the Republicans on the fact that they defeated that bipartisan bill on immigration and the borders.
Truce talks in Cairo have ended for now on the war in Gaza, the BBC's Julie Candler.
A statement from the militant group said Israel had thwarted attempts to reach a deal, rejecting demands to end its offensive, withdraw its forces, and allow displaced Palestinians to return to their homes.
Cole Brower, a 29-year-old sailor, is now the first American woman to race solo around the world. There was a celebration in Spain when she finished.
It's more than you guys will ever really know.
Yeah. Well done.
Cheers, guys.
The journey took 4 months. CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A long-awaited new engineering building will go up at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. Governor Evers is giving final approval to $700 million worth of new construction projects across the UW system. There's money for classroom renovations in Madison and Whitewater and nearly $200 million for central plant renovations and demolition projects. Republicans are slamming Vice President Kamala Harris after yesterday's Wisconsin visit. Congressman Brian Stiles says she's trying to distract from the Biden administration's record.
There's a reason Vice President Harris didn't come and speak to people who are checking out at a grocery store, because she'd get an earful about how this administration's policies are making it harder and harder for families to get by.
Harris was in Madison to talk about apprenticeships in the trades and infrastructure. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Oakleaf Medical Network has released an update on its plans to help stabilize the healthcare industry in the Chippewa Valley. According to a WEAU report, the organization is still looking to create a community-owned hospital upon the closure of Sacred Heart Hospital and St. Joseph's Hospital by HSHS. Kyle Detbarn, chair of the Oakleaf Medical Network board, says the organization's plan is still up in the air, as it seems HSHS officials have not committed to sitting down to come up with solutions to the crisis. A Wisconsin appeals court has ruled that environmental regulators can't force private landowners to clean up PFAS contamination until they develop specific PFAS restrictions. The Second District Court of Appeals made the decision on Wednesday, forcing the Department of Natural Resources to wait until legislators impose groundwater limits on PFAS before they can mandate cleanups. Environmental activists say the decision could seriously hamper the DNR in their responses to PFAS and other pollution issues. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Bucks lose to Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had their 6-game winning streak snapped, losing to the Golden State Warriors 125-90. Milwaukee down by 20 at the half, but Doc Rivers says don't get mad about their defense.
This is the first night in a long time where we just didn't play together. Our floor balance was so bad. We took so many bad shots. We had so many bad possessions that when we got back, we were never matched up, and they took advantage of it.
The Bucks road trip continues in LA against the Lakers tomorrow night. College basketball, Marquette losing to number 2 ranked UConn 74-67. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Congrats to Coach Hurley and UConn. They did a heck of a job making us pay.
The Huskies head coach Dan Hurley.
It's a privilege, you know, every time we get a chance to play Marquette and what Shaka's built here. You know, 2 championship level programs took the court. Obviously, we're thrilled with the win.
That's UConn's head coach Dan Hurley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and very mild for this time of year as highs soar into the mid-50s. Clouds will start to thicken tonight as a storm strikes tomorrow, bringing rain and snow chances before noon, which will flip to all regular rain throughout the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Slecker.
And this is Dr. Johnny Lupinacci.
Thursday on Busted Pencils, Carol Burris busts down states underfunding schools.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer, and taking your phone calls as well. It is Thursday, March 7th, 2024, now 6 past the hour of 12 noon. We welcome you in. Thanks for spending your lunch hour midday with us, Mr. Zommers. It's a sunny day high on top of State Street, a block off the Capitol Square in Madison. How the heck are you?
Doing pretty well. You know, glad that it seems we've gotten the AC to kick in here in the studio because it is a toasty one.
Because the beautiful studios now, we look right out on the State Street, and I love a good south-facing window. And so our windows do face south, but now that we've started to approach spring, it gets very toasty in here when the blinds aren't pulled, and even when they are, it still gets pretty toasty. So I believe with Mr. Zommer's help, we have figured out how to turn on the air conditioner. So that's fantastic. It's getting better in here. Hopefully you all are staying cool as well, or warm, whichever the case may be. Temperature is going to be, right now we're near 50 degrees here in the capital city, and another beautiful day, going to cool down a little bit, but then warming up towards the end of the weekend. So there you go.
A nice toasty winter day.
Yes, a technical toasty. But see, I don't mind this, quite frankly. Here we are in March. Because we got Shamrock Shakes going on. I know at McDonald's, St. Patrick's Day is right around the corner. You got playoff college basketball. The women's, I know, are starting now in the Big Ten. And men start next week, and then March Madness. It's fantastic. A great time of year that gives us hope and excitement.
This is true. This also does alleviate my number one complaint about spring.
Which
spring
is
spring and summer are tied for my least favorite season generally. And spring, it's because you're walking through brown soup. It's just so muddy in Wisconsin normally, but this year, not so much. And that cause a lot of problems for people down the line, like agriculture and
wildfires
and everything? Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully we get a lot of rain.
Yeah. Farmers can really use it, particularly in southwest Wisconsin and central Wisconsin. Here in southern Wisconsin, we're a little bit better off, but there are parts of Wisconsin still technically under a drought. So Pam Yonke will keep us up to date, the fabulous farm babe on that as well. And we're thinking about all our ag producers here on a Thursday in across Wisconsin. Big show today. I'm going to preview the State of the Union address tonight by President Joe Biden. You can hear it right here on Civic Media starting at 8 p.m. tonight. Our very own Stuart J. Waddles and Maggie Dawn are anchoring our coverage that will get underway at 8 o'clock. The president will address the nation shortly thereafter, and then the Republican response after that. So all that happening right here on Civic Media starting at 8. I should caveat on those stations that do not normally carry Badger men's basketball, which, if memory serves, WRJN, Racine Kenosha, WRCE in Richland Center, WFHR up in Wisconsin Rapids, WLAK in Amory, will carry the Badger game as per usual. Tip off there at 6 o'clock. I can tell you I'll be attending that with my good friend Scandan Jeff Daniels. We're going to the game tonight on his tickets. So I'll be taping the State of the Union and then listening and watching after we get done with the basketball game. Badger is on a little bit of a losing streak right now. It is senior night for the Badgers, so looking forward to that. And hopefully Wisconsin and Greg Gard can get a win under their belts as they finish up the regular season, well, at least at home, and they still have to go to Purdue, and then to get ready for the Big Ten tournament as well. So you can hear that. If you're not in one of those stations, Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, or Racine, Kenosha, you can listen to those stations on the Civic Media app. Download it to your favorite Apple or Android device. On the rest of the Civic Media Radio Network, as we said, Stuart J. Waddles and Maggie Dawn anchoring our coverage starts at 8 p.m. tonight of the President's State of the Union Address. We're going to preview that. Also, going to tell you what the Trumpster might offer if he were giving a State of the Union tonight, or at least looking forward. Tell you what Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, was on the news this morning talking about in vitro fertilization. We'll give you his take on that. Also, he's trying to tell his caucus, his conference, they call it out in Congress, to behave themselves. I mean, last year, Marjorie Taylor Greene, wearing her white Cruella de Vil outfit, remember, she stood up and yelled at President Biden.
Liar!
Yes, exactly right. Called him a liar. I've been watching State of the Union addresses, you know, because I'm odd, since I was a kid. So 40 years, I had never seen that sort of behavior or lack of decorum ever from the Republicans like last year. So we'll see. Mike Johnson's trying to tamp down his caucus. We'll see if that works.
I'm not too...
I know.
I don't see it working. And also, I feel like Mike Johnson telling them to behave, I don't know whether you mean he's saying stop dressing up like Cruella de Vil and shouting at the president, or everybody needs to dress up like Cruella de Vil and shout at the president, that's how MAGA behaves generally. Yeah,
we hope not. We don't need that. We're also going to get to, by the way, big news on the international front. Sweden has officially joined NATO, which I believe means a discount on IKEA products and Swedish meatballs.
Ooh.
So I'm looking forward to that. They have joined NATO, by the way. And also some fantastic reporting out of Milwaukee. CBS 58's A.J. Biapour did some great reporting last night. It's in several publications today, but it all started with A.J. Biapour in Milwaukee. Turns out good old Ron Johnson, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, was not completely forthright on his involvement with the fake electors. We'll bring you the reporting of the great A.J. Biapour as well, and much, much more, including your phone calls. Remember, we have a new number, 855-752-8442. Again, 855-752-8442.
855-752-4842.
What did I say?
You said 8442.
You see, it's the darn dyslexia. I'm telling, that's what happens when you, once I get a number in my head, I'm fine. But then trying to learn new numbers, no good at all.
Very fair.
Thank you very much for keeping me straight, Mr. Sommers, or at least on the numbers. Anyway, we go to the phone lines and go up to beautiful Stevens Point. No, Stevens Point. We're going to Steven in Green Bay. What have I been drinking? Papa Rico sent me a
Miracle on Ice.
A Miracle on Ice. No, I just had coffee and water, for goodness sake. Steven in Green Bay, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hey, Thad, how are you doing today?
I will
tell people to call the new number and to delete the old number from their contacts, just because I tried calling the old number this morning to a different show, and it told me that the app is malfunctioning and it could not complete my call. Don't know what that means, but
that's
apparently
unusual.
Something is malfunctioning. with that being said, I wanted to let you know something that I attended last night.
Give it to me.
That,
yeah.
I think you might want to attend yourself when you're in the Green Bay area next time.
All right. What is it?
At the Neville Museum, they actually have an LGBTQ exhibit.
Oh, wow.
And it tells you the history of the LGBTQ movement in Northeast Wisconsin.
Very cool. And very fascinating.
Outside of that, they actually have two booths. One is for the Brown County Transgender Association. I did not know Brown County had one of those, but we do. Mm-hmm. And there is another place out of Appleton that actually does stuff with LGBTQ youth.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that was really awesome to see that in my community.
Yeah, that's very cool.
And
And it's right downtown Green Bay?
Yeah, right downtown Green Bay. Not too far from actually the GBW studios.
Nice.
And there was two people at one of those stands, and I was like, have you talked to Civic Media? And they're like, Civic who? And I'm like, Civic Media, the progressive radio station here in town. They had no idea you guys existed. Well, so they wrote down your information.
Thank you.
So
thank
don't be surprised
you.
If they reach out to you.
I really appreciate that. Thanks for spreading the cause. You know, we're still trying to introduce ourselves to folks. So as they say in Spanish, poco a poco. But thank you, Stephen. Really, really appreciate that. Appreciate the info. Pass it on to our listeners. And yeah, that's a great, we'll have to have folks in and highlight that next time we're in Green Bay or the time after. We shall see. Thanks, Stephen. Really appreciate it. All right.
Thank you, Dad.
Yep. Thank you. Have a great day. Stephen up there in Green Bay, if you want to join the show, as always, 855-752-4842. There we go. 855-75-CIVIC also works. Off the text line, you can also text us on the Civic Media app, either Android or Apple device. Let's see here. Andrew from Verona, he heard me say I was going to tape the State of the Union. He says, quote, taping the State of the Union? Todd, do we need to start a GoFundMe for internet service for you to watch a recording? I'm old school. I'm old. We used to tape things on videotape. And you still kind of use that vernacular in the industry. Well, I'm going to tape this or whatever.
And like I still say, roll down your window. And right. I have been in cars where you need to roll down the window. So I have done that.
Right.
But still, like, we just say a lot of these things.
Yeah. But
However, I
do have some videotape. I do still have a VHS player.
Do you have internet, though?
Let's not talk about that.
Okay.
I kind of sort of do. Because, you know, I got the hotspot that I use for work. And if I really need it, I just plug that in. I first had to take care of Mom, you understand? Now she's streaming on the YouTube. And she's very happy about it, by the way. She's watching.
Awesome.
She's watching Magnolia. She's watching the Game Show Network. Can't get enough of the Game Show Network.
Excellent.
We got her. Now the next step is Toddy getting his stuff taken care of. All right. Also from Andrew. Got Andrew. That was from Andrew in Verona. This is Andrew from Maine. Sounds like Todd might need to start drinking. Well, that's all. No, we don't want to be responsible. Be responsible. You know, I think on our previous show here, Matt and Aaron Air, our wonderful, fantastic friend and host, Jane Matt and Air, along with Greg Bach, had Dr. Lyerly on today. And if I heard right, they were talking about moderation in drinking, which is a good thing, right?
Absolutely.
Nothing
as
wrong
with anything.
With anything, you want to have moderation. Yeah. We got to try to get Dr. Lyerly on the show because I think she'd make a great candidate for the 8th Congressional District up there, Northeast Wisconsin. Well, more on that just a little bit later. Want to start off, though, today with the State of the Union again tonight at 8 o'clock across many of our Civic Media stations and available on the Civic Media app as well. Want to talk about a few things that President Joe Biden, we have not seen an advanced copy yet of his speech, but here are some things that are being rumored that he may talk about tonight and would invite you to call in. What do you think or what would you like President Biden to talk about tonight in the State of the Union? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. So here's just a few things in no particular order. He could talk about the 40,000 infrastructure projects. Now you say infrastructure, it's probably better to say things like the $1 billion for a bridge from Superior to Duluth in northern Wisconsin. Going to create all kinds of great paying union jobs in the northern Wisconsin area. Great for transportation, great for the economy up there. There are 40,000 projects like that across the United States. That's just one thing the president could talk about. We'll come back and talk about more. Also talk about the rundown that Seth Meyers did, just in case you forgot what the Trump years were like. Seth Meyers has it for you. We have that. More on the other side. This is the Todd Lyerly Show for a Thursday.
93.5 The Tap.
What if there is a murderer walking among us?
Follow the clues. Solve the mystery.
This village really is a place where murder is easy.
Agatha Christie's Murder is Easy, a brand new BritBox original series, is streaming now, adding to the largest collection of Agatha Christie, including Miss Marple, Poirot, Why Didn't They Ask Evans, and more.
The whole collection, it is magnificent.
Stream the best of British TV, only on BritBox. Start a free trial at BritBox.com.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Lavelle Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 20 past the hour of 12 noon, whether you're taking us for a walk during your lunch hour, maybe just chilling out in your car over lunch hour, or hanging out with kids, or alone. We're always glad that you take us along here from noon until 2 across
and
the state of Wisconsin.
If you want to hang out with the other listeners, you know, we've been sharing a lot of comments from people watching on YouTube. And yes. Rico says, we need Todd's mom in the chat room. And Andrew in Maine says, the YouTube comments are way better for live chats if Miss Linda wants to share stories of her little toddles.
we don't. I mean, mom's welcome to pop in, but no, we don't need to share stories when Todd was younger. I tell enough of my own. I'm pretty transparent. I don't hold a lot back. But no, mom's a devoted listener to some of her friends. By the way, mom went for lunch. She has a much busier social calendar than I do. I'm not kidding. And this is the second time she has disappeared. And I try to get a hold of her for like a day and she doesn't answer. And she lives alone. So you think, well, I mean, God forbid she's tripped or fallen and can't get up. You know, help, I've fallen, I can't get up. You don't want that. And so we're concerned. And so, this was several months back, I tried to get a hold of her. My sister tried to get a hold of her. And I ended up starting off driving up to Richland Center an hour away to check on her. And she called before I left town and said, oh, I'm fine, I was just down. So this happened again a couple of nights ago. She went for lunch, and this is fantastic. I wish I had lunch dates like this. She went with a group of women that she gets together with occasionally for lunch and to chit-chat, whatever. And I believe that the lunch started at 11 and ended somewhere around 7 p.m.
Nice. Yeah, that sounds like a great time.
Right? I mean, that's just great. So, no, she's doing fine. So, I mean, she listens when she can, but, you know, she's a busy woman. So.
Right.
As many people are. Anyway, we're talking about Joe Biden and the State of the Union tonight, which you can hear on Civic Media starting at 8 p.m. Stuart Waddles and Maggie Dawn anchoring that coverage for us, asking you, what would you like to hear from the President of the United States tonight? Because here's the thing. Normally, the State of the Union is late January, more often early February, somewhere in there, when the President gives the State of the Union address. It is not up to the president, though. It has to come as an invitation from the Speaker of the House. And so Mike Johnson says, well, I'm going to kind of stick it to Joe Biden and make it a much later than normal State of the Union address. Here we are on the 7th of March. Well, it turns out that Johnson did Biden a favor because now is Super Tuesday, basically wrapping up the primaries on both the Republican and Democratic side. The general election kicked off in earnest yesterday. So now what Johnson has done is given Joe Biden a national audience tonight to launch the general election campaign. So we're asking, what would you like to hear tonight in the State of the Union? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. So he could talk about these 40,000 infrastructure projects. Also, protecting competition in our economy by stopping mergers and acquisitions that create monopolies in sectors of our economy. That's a big thing, right? I mean, this helps to hold down prices. It helps to stimulate competition. Great things. Another thing Joe Biden has done, protecting consumers by taking down junk fees, reducing student debt, and other initiatives. I mean, a lot of people don't think about the junk fee thing. And you see this more and more, you know, it's starting to change now, thanks to Biden, is that like when you go online to buy a plane ticket, it says, whatever, $252.
And you think, well, that's great. I'll buy that. And then it said, well, if you want to choose your seat, it's another $15. And if you want to have your first bag, it's $35. And so it's just all these hidden fees. And so now airlines are having to tell you the whole price up front and not to get you to click on it and get all the way to the payment. And then, yeah, oh, by the way.
Same thing with like concert tickets, things like that.
So that's a real life thing in real people's lives. Another one here, protecting Social Security and Medicare from those who would slash or end them. Of course, the big moment, I think, last year for Biden is when he brought up that Republicans, several Republicans, not all, but several, including Wisconsin's own Ron Johnson, have talked about privatizing and slashing entitlements like Social Security. They have. I mean, Rick Scott, who wants to be the next Republican leader in the Senate from Florida, he literally put out a piece, a campaign piece, saying he wants to end Social Security. And when Biden said that last year on the dais at the State of the Union, Republicans, of course, went up in arms. We don't want that word. That's a lie. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, liar. And Biden just kind of, with his Irish humor, looked up impromptu, not on the teleprompter, and said, oh, wait a minute. Wait, you don't? Hey, this is great. We found some commonality and bipartisanship here. Literally drew Republicans out on national television where they had to say they weren't willing to do that. But they keep offering, particularly the so-called Freedom Caucus and MAGA Republicans, which, of course, Donald Trump now says that MAGA is 98 to 100% of the Republican Party. This cutting Social Security and Medicare, or dramatically slashing it, this is still real. It's still real. And if you had an all-Republican Congress and a Republican back in the White House, that's what's headed our way. Here's another one. Bringing manufacturing jobs back to America. This doesn't get talked about enough, in my opinion. You hear the Trumpster talking about he's going to increase tariffs. And people think, well, that's great. We'll stick it to the Chinese. But here's the thing you have to understand about tariffs. That the country in which the business is producing the goods does not actually absorb or pay those tariffs. It is passed along to the consumer in the countries which buy them. So when Trump talks about putting on tariffs, what you're really talking about is paying more for goods in the future. Joe Biden's bringing production back to America, maybe not at the rate that a lot of people would like, but you have to undo some of the stuff that Trump put in place when he was in office. Here's another one, maintaining record low unemployment and keeping the lid on inflation. Again, is inflation still too high for a lot of folks? Yes, but comparatively around the world, the United States of America under Joe Biden has the fastest falling rate of inflation of any democracy in the world. In the world. Also, record low unemployment, not just here in Wisconsin, but around the country. I mean, that's a huge deal. How about job creation? That's another one that doesn't get talked about enough. If you add up the last five administrations, Republican and Democratic, they do not add up to the jobs that Joe Biden has created under his administration. Most jobs ever. I mean, and remember, he was digging out of the hole that Trump left him after the pandemic or during the pandemic. Here's another important one that Joe Biden could talk about in the State of the Union tonight. And again, if you want to call in, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can hear the State of the Union tonight at 8 o'clock on many of our civic media stations. Protecting those who protect us, our military veterans, and the men and women on active duty. Joe Biden understands that. Unlike Trump, who calls our military suckers and losers. Back with more on the other side, your phone calls as well. It's the Tattle Ball Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tune in for a special Thursday State of the Union edition. We'll preview the president's speech. We'll get out the bingo cards, you know, the drinking games. Tune in, Devil's Advocates.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The World Championship Cheese Contest will wrap up today in Madison when they name the world champion at 2 p.m. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Dozens of judges have sampled more than 3,300 entries, and there's a trick to the trade to make sure your palate can handle all of that flavor. Contest judge Jill Allen of Tillamook Cheese in Oregon has the insight.
I prefer sparkling water because it really has that effervescence and it gets into your teeth and you're able to properly expectorate, which that means to spit out the product, right? Because we are tasting hundreds of pieces of cheese every day, and we need to make sure we treat the first sample the exact same way as the last sample so we don't ingest it. So we chew the product, which we call masticate, and then we expectorate, which is to spit the product out. So we treat every sample exactly the same, and I like to use the bubbly water in between.
Jill Allen is a judge at the World Championship Cheese Contest wrapping up today in Madison. You can see the list of class winners at worldchampioncheese.org. Stick around for a look at your midday commodity markets up next.
Research, education, and promotion, that's where Wisconsin soybean marketing dollars are invested. Pat Malooly from Clinton is a grower himself and current president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. He said, we're fortunate to have great researchers that collaborate well with Wisconsin farmers.
To have them here in the state of Wisconsin, the way they can bring it down to farmer terms or just common terms, because there's some researchers that will talk over your head, and they don't do that, and they truly do work well together. The other part of that is they're leveraging dollars back to their programs from the other half of the checkoff dollars that go to the federal level. So a lot of those are coming back to them more than what Wisconsin dollars are showing.
Pat Malooly, president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. He's a grower from Clinton, elaborating on the research team we have right here in the state. Dr. Sean Conley, Dr. Rodrigo Worley, Dr. Damon Smith. Find out more about how your soybean checkoff dollars are invested. Go to wisoybean.org. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board.
Markets are up midday on a Thursday. From Chicago, cash corn is up 7.25 cents at 4.36 a bushel. December new crop corn is up a nickel and a quarter at 4.66 1/4. Cash beans are up 11.5 cents, trading at 11.59 3/4. And November new crop beans are up 8 3/4 cents at 11.51 a bushel. And July new crop wheat is up a nickel and a quarter at 5.47 3/4. Moving on to fluid milk, the April Class 3 milk contract is trading up 11 cents at 16.11 a hundredweight, and the May contract is up a nickel at 16.56 a hundredweight. That's a look at your agribusiness news and markets on a Thursday. Don't forget that you can keep following along with us at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Celebrate International Women's Day with me, Maggie Dawn, this Friday, joined by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4.
Mostly sunny and very mild for this time of year as highs soar into the mid-50s. Clouds will start to thicken tonight as a storm strikes tomorrow, bringing rain and snow chances before noon, which will flip to all regular rain throughout the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on The Tap, 93.5 FM WCFW.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5, The Tap.
Welcome back The Tallyball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of Thursday, March 7th, 2024. Mr. Zomer is dialing up some John Philip Sousa. It is the State of the Union tonight. You can hear it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Our very own Stuart J. Waddles. What does the J stand for, Mr. Zomer? Do you know?
I do not know.
Journeyman news anchor. Jonathan. Jerry.
Stuart Jerry Waddles.
I'm not sure. Stuart J. Waddles and Maggie Dawn, both our fine people here at Civic Media, will be hosting tonight at 8 p.m. And so you can tune in on that. On the stations that don't have the men's basketball, Badger men's basketball is on tonight, starting at 6 p.m. You can hear that on Amory, Richland Center, Wisconsin Rapids, and Racine Kenosha. On the rest of the stations will be the State of the Union. So there you go. Just to kind of break that down for you. We are taking your phone calls, your texts as well, previewing the State of the Union. What is it that you would like to hear President Biden talk about tonight, or maybe not talk about? Give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Make it easy, 855-75-CIVIC. Let's go back up. Very good, Mr. Thomas. Getting a lot of texts in here. We certainly appreciate that. Andrew from Verona, listening on WMDX here in Madison, says, quote, I hope Biden highlights the stark differences between today and 4 years ago. Remember the bungled pandemic response, the economy in shambles, the promised, quote unquote, infrastructure week that never came. I think we're all doing better today, unquote. Very good. Also, from WAUK, the Shaw, a listener texting in saying, quote, I would like to hear President Biden brag a lot more about his accomplishments, unquote. Certainly agree with that one as well. Let's see here. Andrew from Verona again says $8 credit card late fees, $30 insulin, money for actual infrastructure projects, student loan forgiveness, at least the part that the Republicans didn't block. Very good as well. And also a caller texting in saying, quote, as easy as it would be to hammer on Trump and the mega failures, I hope President Biden doesn't spend too much time on that. Rather, touting his accomplishments and the vast improvements we've seen as a country. I think letting MAGA dig their own hole will be far better productive in the long run, unquote. You can add your list to that as well, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text us on the Civic Media app. One of the things I left off with in this list that we kind of just put together, things that you could potentially talk about, protecting those who protect us, our military and veterans. And again, here's somebody whose son, Bo Biden, served valiantly, did two tours, at least overseas. And President Biden, you know, spoken highly of him. Bo Biden, a veteran who passed away due to illnesses from the burn pits over there in the Middle East. You know, Joe Biden knows the military very well, has great reference for it, and it's been helping veterans. And again, you contrast that with his predecessor, Mr. Trump, who has called our veterans of the military, quote, suckers and losers. Not what you want there. So again, Biden, I think, should talk absolutely about our military and veterans and respecting our active men and women on duty. Also, of course, a huge one, preventing a national abortion ban. Having somebody in the White House that would veto that, if a Republican-controlled Congress would pass that, a huge thing. You know, someone who has spoken out in favor of women's health care, who's spoken out against overturning Roe v. Wade or the Dobbs decision, huge thing to have President Biden in the White House. Also, so Biden will also discuss what he aims to do in the next 5 years, including resolution of crimes at home and abroad. One of those things, of course, ending the war in Gaza, or at least, you know, the Israeli-Hamas conflict, war. Very complicated. Lots of progressives have feelings on this. And already announcing today, by the way, making news that President Biden's going to direct the U.S. military to create a port in Gaza to deliver aid, breaking this afternoon. So there's something tangible where you're not taking a side between Israel and Hamas, but you're saying, hey, to the Palestinian people in Gaza, we're going to open a port to bring humanitarian aid to the people there. So I think that's very wise as well. Keeping NATO strong while defending democracy in Ukraine. Again, we got a guy in Trump who has said he wants to withdraw from NATO, who, you know, wants to, has told Putin on the campaign trail already in Russia that he would let Russia, quote, do whatever the hell they want, unquote, to our NATO allies.
Encourage them even.
Right. Encourage them. Thank you. And someone who stands up for Ukraine. And again, we've talked about it time and again. If Vladimir Putin isn't defeated in Ukraine, the march will continue in Eastern Europe, and it will reach our NATO allies, and we will have men and women, Americans, boots on the ground being killed in Europe. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What would you like to hear in the State of the Union tonight? Kurt in Madison. Kurt, thanks for calling. We'll see you.
I think I'd love to see him create some historical reference points. FDR had so many great speeches. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't have to play the whole thing, but I mean, you know, one of the ones I liked the most was when he raised the taxes on the rich and they all threatened they would move out of the country. And he said, I'm going to miss them. there's another part that's very important. Why I think he should do just that is that you have Gen X and Zers that I would challenge that they may not really have that strong of that part of our history. You know, I'm an older guy, so I do, but they need to hear the chaos, what took place a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I think that would help.
Agree. And I agree or disagree, Kurt. I thought that last year's State of the Union was one of the best speeches, period, that I've ever heard Joe Biden give.
I won't contest you on that. I like the idea to use a point in history where we were struggling between the parties and what a strong president was able to accomplish.
No, I totally agree. Use of history and reminding people is very, very important. You know, far history in the past as well as more current history, like as in 4 years ago. So I think I hope there is some history contrast in that. Kurt, thanks for the call. Really appreciate it listening here on WMDX in Madison. What would you like to hear from President Biden? What would you not like to hear tonight in the State of the Union speech? You can hear it on Civic Media Radio on the network that is not carrying the men's basketball games, or you can find the station that does carry it on the Civic Media app beginning at 8 o'clock tonight. Stuart J. Waddles and Maggie Dawn on the anchor desk. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Would love to hear from you. Also, what else do we have here on from Andrew from Verona on WMDX? I think the dilemma for Biden is this. If he goes after MAGA too hard tonight, he'll get criticized for using the State of the Union as a stump speech. If he totally ignores Trump, he'll be criticized as, quote, a weak old man, unquote. Yeah, it's a tightrope. He has to kind of walk it. But again, it was Speaker Johnson who chose this date and put Joe Biden on the stage to kick off the general election. So I think a little bit of it is okay going after Trump. Also from Eric from Lodi, I would like to see Joe trap the MAGAs again, like he did with Social Security. Yeah, we talked about that at the top of the show where he kind of lured them in and said, hey, a lot of you guys want to cut Social Security. And they stood up and they yelled and said, no, you're a liar. And, oh, wait, okay, great. Hey, you know, I'm Catholic. I'm all about conversion. So, I mean, that was great. I hope we get another moment like that. Those are tough to recreate, especially when they're just, you know, spur of the moment like this. Also, let's see, what else here?
That's it for now.
All right, very good. That's it for right now. All right, very good. What else we have here on? Here's another off the list. Passing the bipartisan immigration bill, right? There is a bipartisan bill passed in the Senate that Joe Biden is ready to sign into law that would be the biggest overhaul of immigration reform in the country in some 40 years. All that has to happen is to have it come up and pass on the House of Representatives floor. But of course, Donald Trump has taken credit for telling Speaker Johnson not to take it up, not to pass it, because it would make Joe Biden look good. I think it's a very important thing to point out tonight. Also, standing up against China, Iran, North Korea, and other bad actors. Perhaps above all, President Biden will talk about defending the institutions upon which our democracy stands, not tearing down those institutions to weaken our democracy and let America slide into a fascist theocracy. So true. I mean, those are just a partial list of things that Biden could talk about. Things are starting to leak out now, as they normally do. You know, the administration gives certain nuggets to the press. One of those that just came out about not quite an hour ago. According to reports, President Biden tonight will propose a new $5,000 tax credit per year for first-time home buyers and a one-year credit of up to $10,000 for families who sell their starter homes. Be a huge thing, right? I mean, it's hard enough to get housing now, but saying that if people buy a first-time home buyers up to a $5,000 tax credit per year, and of course, if you sell your starter home, want to move up, you get a $10,000 one-year tax credit for that. So
if that goes through, that could be massive.
Yeah.
Because tons of millennials and Gen Z people are just like, yeah, I'm never going to own a home. It's impossible. There's no way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there are the things now. There are the things that we think that Joe Biden could and should talk about. Seth Meyers last night on Late Night on NBC took 90 seconds to run through a list of things that Donald Trump, you could pause and reflect and say, well, let's not forget what Donald Trump accomplished. Do we have time for this? All right, here we go, Mr. Zombers. Here's Seth Meyers last night talking about remembering Donald Trump's accomplishments in his 4 years.
Well, here we are, you guys. Donald Trump is now the presumptive GOP nominee for president again for a third time, despite the fact that he's a twice impeached, four-time criminal indictee and racist who's been found liable for fraud and sexual abuse, banned from doing business in the state of New York for 3 years, owes over $500 million in fine, took millions from foreign governments while he was president, tried to extort a foreign country to interfere in an election in 2020, and encouraged another to help him win in 2016, actively undermined the nation's response to a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic, and let a deadly disease spiral out of control. It's about to go on trial for breaking campaign finance laws by paying hush money to cover up an affair during the 2016 campaign. Orchestrated a months-long coup attempt that culminated in a violent insurrection to disrupt the peaceful transfer of power and install him as an unelected dictator. Stole classified documents and obstructed attempts to get them back. Has never once won the popular vote and has been routinely rejected by a majority of Americans in election after election. Spews deranged conspiracy theories about everything from climate change to immigration to vaccines to windmills. Glitches on three-syllable words, two-syllable words, and one-syllable words. Cheats at golf. Can't spell his own name, his wife's name, or the words indicted, education, unprecedented, stolen, Denmark, Kentucky, or tap. And is, on top of everything else, the single weirdest and most off-putting human being on the face of the planet. And this is the same planet Ted Cruz lives on, so that's saying something.
So there you go. So you got that. You got that. I mean, just that's a partial list. And what's great about it, every time you thought that Seth Meyers was done, there's also some more.
Yeah, that's very good.
And there's also some more. I mean, and I think that's going to be really important. Of course, Joe Biden isn't going to be that disrespectful and to the institution in the moment to do all that. But to one of our caller or texter's points, I think that is a good reminder that Joe Biden does have to revisit some of this history and say, look where we were when we started this 4 years ago, and look where we are now. And we're going to hear from Elise Stefanik here coming up, because she asks the question. And I would say, if you actually think back to where we were in 2020, March of 2020, I would say we are much better off now than being locked down with a million people dying of COVID and a president who said, just stick a light up your rear end, that'll cure it. We'll come back. More of your phone calls, more of the preview of the State of this Union, and so much more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Elbow Show on the Civic Media Ready Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock at the top of the hour. National news, weather, and sports. Mr. Zomer is on the board taking your phone calls. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Make it easy. 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us or emails or whatever you want to text us, I guess you'd say, on the Civic Media app. Download it to your Apple or Android device today. The Civic Media app, bringing you the State of the Union tonight, bringing you men's Badger basketball tonight. Also for the Marquette fans, good game last night against UConn at the Fiserv Forum. It was senior night last night for the Golden Eagles in Milwaukee. It is senior night tonight in Madison for the Badgers. The Marquette Golden Eagles played well and just came up a little bit short against UConn. But still, I think there's still a chance for a 2 seed in the tournament, the NCAA tournament for Marquette. Maybe, I'm sure, a 3 seed, no lower than a 3, but we shall see. The Badgers just trying to get back on track tonight. Going to the game tonight, 6 o'clock tip-off on the Badger Radio Network, 8 o'clock tonight for the State of the Union address tonight here on select civic media stations. We certainly hope that one of yours is selected, or you can do it on the Civic Media app. Talking about the State of the Union tonight, as a matter of fact, we teased this before we went to commercial break. Elise Stefanik, one of the leadership members of the U.S. House of Representatives, at one time, there was a time when Elise Stefanik was much more of a mainstream or principled conservative Republican, kind of in the vein of Paul Ryan. She's gone full Trump, has these thoughts of being vice president. So she was on the podium yesterday when Republicans were having their presser, and she wanted to ask people a question. So here we are, Elise Stefanik, United States House Representative leadership, yesterday in the United States Capitol.
As Ronald Reagan famously asked us, "Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago?" The answer for hardworking Americans across the country is a resounding no.
This is what Elise Stefanik says. And for those of you who might not have been around in 1980, I was. And Ronald Reagan, of course, a master communicator, former actor, former Hollywood, most people say B-list actor, but an actor nonetheless. Used to travel around the country. I believe it was for GE, which was a big sponsor. This GE theater or television show was on national television, and then kind of got into Barry Goldwater. Was a Democrat at one time when he was the head of the president of the Screen Actors Guild, and then changed over to be a Republican, ran for governor, and was two-term governor of California, very popular governor. Then ran for challenged Gerald Ford in 1976 in the nomination. Ford beat him at the convention, and then, of course, ran for president in 1980, got the nomination over George H.W. Bush, and went on to defeat Jimmy Carter. And so Reagan, and again, I'm not in, when I say this, I'm not passing judgment on the policies, which, you know, as time has worn on, many of Reagan's policies did not pan out. Some did, but many did not. All I'm talking to right here is the quality of his campaigning, which was nearly unprecedented at the time, spectacular. And so, you know, the economy was not doing well. Gas prices were record highs, an energy crisis. We had hostages being held in Iran. And Reagan simply asked the question, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And for a lot of Americans, they said no. And that's one of the things, fairly or unfairly, that led to Carter being beaten by Reagan in 1980. So here now is Elise Stefanik trying to recreate the Reagan magic of 1980 and asking the question, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And again, I think we need to revisit of where we were 4 years ago. March of 2020. I remember the last kind of normal thing I did before the pandemic was I got to go to the Rose Bowl over kind of New Year's Eve of 2019 into 2020. And everything was normal, quote unquote. And like 2 weeks after we got back, early January is when things really started getting nasty. Then February, and by March of 2020, I mean, I was co-owner of a small business here in Madison, a coffee shop at the time, and we were having to start to shutter our doors and not have indoor seating and masking up. And of course, remember, Donald Trump just blew off COVID as the quote-unquote China virus, and there was no need to panic, and did not take the steps that other places did in the world to prevent the spread of this. And as a result, if you remember 4 years ago, our hospitals and healthcare workers were overwhelmed. We literally had people dying in the streets. You had semi-cooler trucks backed up as portable morgues. In New York, on Long Island, people were being buried in mass graves. Meanwhile, the president of the United States at the time, Donald Trump, looked into the camera and said, take what the horse drug again?
Ivermectin.
Thank you.
And then he went and go hid in his bunker.
Yes. Or stick a light up your rear end, and that could also cure it as well. Or drink bleach. I mean, I think it's important to really stop and think. And by the way, the economy was going to hell in a handbasket because of all this.
Also, people believed the things he says.
Yes.
You would not believe. Like, I worked at a pharmacy. The amount, even some doctors, like the amount of prescriptions that we got, because I imagine from what I gathered, their patients just harassed them into sending drugs for COVID. And we're like, yeah, we're not feeling this. This would be irresponsible and dangerous.
Exactly right. So I hope that because the election was in 2020. And remember that a lot of things were not traditional about the 2020 election, remember, because of COVID. And Joe Biden had inherited all of that. On top of, you know, J6 being perpetrated by MAGA, the insurrectionists, a country divided, and Joe Biden had to come in and clean all this up. And I think because of the success and the humility of Joe Biden, it's very easy for us to forget where we actually were in 4 years ago. I remember exactly what I was doing 4 years ago. Struggling financially because we had to close our business. Remember, you could not buy toilet paper 4 years ago. You couldn't buy cereal 4 years ago. People were fighting over staple goods 4 years ago.
People were hoarding hand sanitizer
4 years ago. That's where we were 4 years ago under Donald John Trump. Now, look where we're at. America is much better off, Elise Stefanik. Thanks for asking. We'll come back and have hour two. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allbowl Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends.
Thursday on the Maggie Dawn Show, I'll be joined by Wisconsin Policy Forum's Rob Henkin for a deep dive on the issues.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth.
We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Biden will address the country later tonight in his State of the Union address. Transportation